Unique Beats. 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 Welcome to the Unique Beats podcast. We haven't been with you for a while, and we do apologise about that. We've been busy trying to build up our Mixcloud page. So go to mixcloud.com/uniquebeats, and you can check out some of our mixes on there. If you want to get involved, please contact us through uniquebeats.co.uk. Now, we kind of got distracted by all of that, but there's important things happening and you need to hear about them. Join the Edinburgh International Film Festival, which is running from now until the end of June, I believe. 10tracks, 10tracks.co.uk is a website that we've partnered with before through events. They have a unique way of promoting and selling music where you get 10 tracks from up-and-coming and extremely well-established bands as well. You get 10 tracks for £1. There's other deals on there. They do lots of events. They do a lot more events now than they ever used to. And they're doing an event during the Edinburgh International Film Festival called Unique Beats Live. And it features some of our favourite Scottish-based electronica artists. And I've brought in 10 Tracks head honcho, Ed Stack, to tell us a bit more about it. So, Ed, what's going on? You're on the Edinburgh International Film Festival with 10 Tracks. Not just Unique Beats Live, but obviously we will talk about that a lot more later. But what have you guys been up to?
Cheers, Andy. Yeah, it's been a while. Since the last time we met, Unique Beats was great. Then in October last year, we did an amazing five bands on five stages thing, which I think's the sort of by miles overall highlight of 2010 at the Hidden Door Festival, which was really good. With a bit of electronica, with Dead Boy Robotics and Ted from the Foundling Wheel, who kind of use a lot of sound design in their work as well as the live element. But it was Ted, Dead Boy Robotics on two stages, then Tokamak, sort of heavy, quite dance influenced, but heavy rock.
Yeah.
Lip Sync for a Lullaby, which is a strings quartet. They're amazing, yeah, with drum kit and a couple of additions, actually, clarinet, trumpet. I think it was clarinet anyway. I can't remember what the lineup was exactly. And then we had American Men. I don't know if you've come across them.
No, I've not heard of them, no.
Lucky Me, Edinburgh's coolest label.
Definitely.
Who are doing something at the film festival, which I'll come on to. One of their acts is American Men, and they supplied some improvised electronic shenanigans with various chaos pads and
very nice.
All sorts. So, yeah, it was really good. And I think that's five, isn't it? And the audience were in the middle. So it was at the Roxy, and there were five stages with five separate sound systems.
Right.
They'd composed half an hour of music between them, featuring sort of 5 minutes focusing on each act, with other acts putting little bits in.
Okay.
And then a finale of like 5 to 7 minutes, just building up a massive long groove that everyone joined
cool.
in. It was insane. Like live surround sound was just unbelievable. So, we've kind of moved our emphasis to events in 2010, and now it's 2011. We got offered this film festival thing via Rupert, who also directs 10 Tracks.
Yeah.
And he's putting on some cine concerts in the French Institute from the 20th to the 24th of June, which feature artists from Rennes in France. It's quite amazing. They re-edit, somehow get the rights to films like Mad Max and Spielberg's early work, Duel.
And brilliant film, yeah.
Yeah, and they edit them, basically. Re-edit them to their own live score, these French filmmakers.
Wow.
So that's happening in the French Institute, whilst up at TVIT, where I'm taking care of a bunch of club nights with a difference, starting tonight, which is Thursday, the 16th of June. There's a bunch of great stuff happening. Tonight, a band sort of electronic, I'm not sure, the boundaries blur a bit, electronica and dance music.
So yeah, I just use electronica to cover the whole, to, you know, envelope everything.
That's good. Everything using essentially digital technology. Well, that's a good definition for me because I'm not so keen on hard and fast boundaries.
Yeah.
So, but the main night, which features artists already on Unique Beats, featured on Unique Beats, is this Tuesday the 21st next week, which features Frog Pocket, which we've got an excellent
amazing
track from, and he's great live. Asthmatic Astronaut likewise blew me away when I heard his Super Intelligent Common Sense album. Yeah. I can't remember whether we talked about this last time, but he brought along with him did a great little technique of bringing along with him 5 records and saying, after the set finished and everyone was blown away, he was like, yeah, I've got 5 records with me, first come, first serve.
Nice.
And literally in 30 seconds, they'd all gone. So there's a good
technique. Well, it's understandable because it's brilliant.
Yeah, totally, totally, man. And it was really great stuff and spellbinding. But yeah, just a good wee lesson in keeping things scarce and rare and special.
He does a lot of stuff through the Black Lantern. Is that Asthmatic Astronaut? And their releases are really good.
Yeah, Black Lantern are great, actually.
Yeah.
They're helping promote this as well. So that's good, yeah. Gareth's kind of one of a bit of a collective with Black Lantern, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure who's in it, to be honest. All I know is that Gareth was in it, but they seem to have some really nice releases.
Yeah, I think they were representing Comma, who
also
have a couple of 10-tracks tunes. Who are really nice, kind of like somewhere between Do Make Say Think and I don't know, something a bit heavier like Battles. So yeah, really, really nice act. But also Gareth himself, Asthmatic Astronaut, Bram Gibbon, who's a chemical poet, he's the guy who runs it actually.
Right.
Ali Maloney, who's also one of the chemical poets, Edinburgh's kind of resident lyrical hip hop crew. And experimental sound designers, Owen Green, those sorts of guys. And they've got this new act called The Church of When the Shit Hits the Fan.
Yeah, I've never heard any of their stuff, but I saw the name, I was like, I've got to check them out.
Yeah, well, Gareth is one of them as well, and Ali, who does the vocals, really agile lyrics, actually.
Yeah.
Always has a crazy stage show. The last one included, like, can't quite remember, it all blurs into one, but he had a massive Pinocchio nose and like hammers getting sellotape to his head and all sorts of crazy shit.
It's like the Gonzo version of Gnarls Barkley in their outfits.
Yeah, very Gonzo, very much sort of warped, kind of representing the unspoken kind of undercurrent of emotions that go on, and the anti-capitalist, maybe. I don't know if that's probably about sums it up, I'm not sure.
Obviously, you've got Lamplighter on there as well. He played at Unique Beats Festival, the last festival on your stage.
Yes, indeed.
I saw about 2 minutes of it because I was event managing and running around like a crazy person, but I wish I could have stayed because it was amazing. I got such amazing feedback
from it.
Loads of people were saying Lamplighter was the best.
Yeah, Lamplighter's very, very poised. Like, it's about the tone and the space between.
Yeah.
It's quite minimal. It's quite hip-hoppy as well. I think Asthmatic Astronaut and Lamplighter go very well on the bill, which starts quite kind of serious and intense. Like, Lamplighter's, he's got a really, I mean, it's sound design, experimental sound design, but with a kind of beat.
Yeah.
You know, with a sort of slightly hip-hop kind of solid regularity to it as well.
It's got something carrying it forward all the time.
And sometimes
you can just have experimental noise.
Yeah.
It's just noise.
That's it.
You know,
yeah.
But this is carrying off.
This takes you through.
Song.
It's quite hypnotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. So, like, just the right bill. I mean, I'm pretty happy with
it. Well, there's one band I was just reading about, Sync, who's on the lineup as well. Now, they used to be Black Cat, members of Black Cat.
Yeah, there were. I think it's either maybe just one or two.
Right,
of them.
Okay.
Dan was a big player in Black Cat.
But
they've started this experiment. I mean, it's very different. Black Cat were sort of centrepiece of the big Balkan night that continues now. Saska doing great things for the Balkan scene in Scotland.
Is that Balkanorama?
That's the one. Dan, pretty thoughtful guy. He's got this splinter group called Sync, which is very interesting. I haven't even seen them yet, but I can't wait. I heard loads of good things last time they played. But he fills up speakers with water.
Okay.
So then
health and safety nightmares.
Well, probably. I haven't even told anyone, to be honest. But yeah, I'm well, cross that bridge. Anyway, yeah, they fill up speakers specially designed for the purpose with water.
Right.
And then play their instruments, go through those speakers as well as out of the PA.
Okay.
And disrupt the water, vibrate the water, obviously, in such a way that it creates an amazing image.
Okay.
When a laser is fired at it.
Okay.
So the laser...
It's lasers, what else?
It's like a circle, basically. It's like, yeah, you've got the sound, then you've got the water, then the lasers bounce off onto a screen. And the lasers are refracted by the ripples of the water as it moves.
I hope... Will someone be filming any of this?
I believe someone will be, yeah. I mean, someone filmed the last lot, I think, as well. I should really get some YouTube links up as well on the Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, if there's any videos from that now, I'd love to see that in action.
Yeah.
Water, speakers and lasers.
Yeah, that's actually... I'll make a note. If anyone out there gets there first, by all means, post up on YouTube at will.
Yeah, and we'll slap it on the Unique Beats website for everyone to have a look at.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think in terms of justifying it, because they're much more analogue and acoustic, actually, in their style, it's more to do with the fact that they're employing...
More electronic kind of means of getting the audio out, but it's quite analog style from what I've heard.
It's an analog and digital experiment, basically, so it's quite nice to have that feature of the night as well.
It's good to have an experiment. And Somni Collective are doing the visuals, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. I don't know if you remember them from last year, but they made Asthmatic Astronaut and Frog Pocket sets really go off.
They were brilliant all through that. Yeah. That day on that stage, they were amazing. Every
just
time I
incredible.
Walked down there. Yeah. So we're going to listen to some of the tracks sent in by the artist. We've got Frog Pocket, and he's done a remix, I believe. Let's just see what this is. Frog Pocket remix of She's Hit.
She's Hit. We're supporting Francois and the Atlas. No, is that right? Oh no, that was This Is The Kit.
Right.
She's Hit's kind of indie, isn't it?
I've never heard of them, to be honest. He sent that in. I'm hoping we've got this right. The band is called She's Hit, and the song is called Stare at the Sun. That makes more sense.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll listen to that now, and so here it is, Frog Pocket.
So that was Frog Pocket's remix of Stare at the Sun by the band She's Hit.
Wow, I can't wait to hear that in the club.
I've seen him a few times, and every single time, it's amazing. He's got this talent of making things ridiculously noisy, but absolutely beautiful
at the same time.
I've never seen someone do it so well as him. You know, it could be some of the most aggressive sounding things on the face of it, but actually, it's just songs always meld into something which is absolutely stunning.
It's because he's got different perspectives. I think again, that's the good thing about all of the artists is that this perspective they have in the sound. Like you'll have his beats right up there, and like some fat bass, but also there'll be a pad that's not that central to the music, but it's having its effect. You know, like behind, it's always there and it's kind of floating. Like in that song particularly,
and he's got his violin, of course, going through all his effects. I remember at Uni Beats actually, he was asking for a guitar. So Alex from Red Dog, the sponsors of Unique Beats, gave me his own personal guitar, which is, he loves, you know, this beautiful Fender. And so Frog Pocket arrives and I said, you wanted a guitar, you know, here you go. And he's like, oh, that's a really lovely guitar. He's like, I just have to say that, you know, last gig, and we were chatting and stuff, and he was like, last gig, I smashed up the mixing desk with the guitar. I was like, all right, okay. I get really nervous about my friend's guitar. And he was like, but actually, I bought my own guitar. I was like, yeah. Probably still don't smash up the mixing desk, eh? Because we've only got one down there. Oh, but yeah, he's brilliant. If you get a chance to go and see him live, please do. And buy all of his albums, because they're all amazing. So again, from Unique Beats live event on the 24th.
It's 21st. Next Tuesday.
Let me get that right. Yeah. So the 21st of June, Unique Beats live. Let's have another artist. Let's have Asthmatic Astronaut. And Asthmatic Astronaut has a tendency of having the coolest names ever for his songs. So this is Asthmatic Astronaut and the song, and then it all got a little bit gonzo.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was Asthmatic Astronaut with that. And then it all got a little bit gonzo, and it certainly did, because his style is not usually quite like that, but that's another demonstration of his versatility.
I love it because all of his songs are so different. But you can tell it's him, if you know what I mean. You know, it's always, it's got his sound, his fingerprint on it, but there's a lot of experimentation.
Yeah, a lot of sort of deviation from a sort of central kind of disciplined Zen vibe going on. But in this one, he's gone kind of D&B almost.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah.
So the night on the 21st of June, where is it being held?
The nights, these are all being held actually at the Teviot, that's the student union. While the kids are away, the drinks remain student prices.
Excellent. Is it Edinburgh University?
Edinburgh University Underground Club. So the bottom floor of the Teviot. It's
very
called the
easy
Underground.
To find. Yeah.
Right beside the library bar, which is a very nice bar with a nice big smoking area.
It is, yeah, and what time do they kick off at?
It kicks off loose, well, doors will be open at 10:30, and then the acts will pump up the volume from 11 till 3 in the morning. So.
Okay, and how much does it cost?
Well, we have a couple of deals, actually. If you're in Edinburgh and see a flyer for the night, which is billed, obviously, as Somni Collective, Frog Pocket, Asthmatic Astronaut, and Sync, rather imaginatively. Mm-hmm. You will be able to get in for £7 instead of the full price of £9. If you know the artist or are able to get in contact with the artist, and they then offer you mates rates, then mates rates are actually just a fiver. So if you email me, I can put you in touch with the artists.
Well, but no matter what price you get a ticket at, I think you're getting a bit of a bargain.
I think so. I mean, the added to that, it's the Somni Collective, so it's highly worthwhile. But yeah, if you're skint, get in touch.
Yeah, and so all of your nights are happening. Is this sort of 11 till, is it 3 in
it's
the morning?
It's 11 till 3, yeah.
Yeah, so they're all happening then. You can get more information from 10tracks.co.uk.
10tracks.co.uk,
So I'm still intrigued about this laser water thing, but I want to hear them. So Sync is the name of the band, and the track is, let me get this right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7.
Oh.